Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
You know, it's been really nice for the people out there who have unfortunately already had an Omicron infection to hear people like Gabe and I saying that the data clearly indicated for quite a couple months now that you were relatively safe from another Omicron infection. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore, unfortunately.
You mean if you had the original Omicron that you would be immune to the coronavirus, or at least to Omicron.
Omicron or stealth Omicron. That's what we were talking about for a long time. BA1 or BA2. Here's where it's about to get a little complicated. Not really complicated, but it's just we face a nomenclature problem because it's really easy to talk about Omicron and stealth Omicron. Now things have shifted a bit. And in this interview that we're about to have, we're going to be talking about new sublineages of Omicron. They all share a common ancestor. They've all gone their various ways, and now they're starting to do different things.
Look at it as a tree.
Yes.
Right? The Omicron tree has, what, 4, 5 branches now?
Yes.
And branch 4 and 5?
Those are what we're...
If you get those, they go around the original immunity that you would have got from branch 1?
That's what we seem to be seeing. At least that's what some top researchers down in South Africa are seeing in their labs. Just to be clear here, we're about to hear the results of some work that was done in a Biosafety 3 lab where they took about 40 samples of people's blood, people who had had the original Omicron, BA1, and they took BA4 and BA5, and they sprinkled it into the blood to see what happened next.
Science Unscripted.
Well, my name is Alex Segal. I'm a virologist, a professor in Durban, South Africa, as well as the Max Planck Institute for Infection Biology in Berlin. What we're looking at here is the effects of two new sublineages of Omicron that have arisen in South Africa. And we're, of course, concerned about them. And we're wondering, do they escape previous immunity in people that were infected with the original Omicron?
Alex, you're sitting in South Africa, and basically, based on your recent lab work, you're telling the world we are seeing kind of a new wave beginning. You're at the epicenter, or one of the epicenters. I guess my question is, how could that be that a new wave is already forming? I mean, these variants, they're all sublineages of Omicron. Most of us have had Omicron. How could we be facing a new wave that's still also Omicron?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we didn't expect it either. We thought the next variant is going to be something completely different based on previous experience. But, you know, the virus keeps making fools out of us and showing us new tricks. So this is what happened here. There are a couple of mutations and one reversion kind of to more of the ancestral sequence in the kind of the business end of the virus, which is the spike protein. Apparently that's enough to make these variants quite different than the original Omicron BA1. I think the good news is they're not so different that you would expect, no immunity. If you previously had Omicron BA1 infection, if, you know, whether you were unvaccinated or vaccinated, just your immunity is much better if you were vaccinated.
You've taken a look, I understand, at BA1. And basically, if you've had the original Omicron, you still run the risk of getting infected with BA4 or BA5. What about stealth Omicron, as it was popularly referred to, BA2? Do you have any data on that?
We don't have that data. You think that'll be something a bit more intermediate. The thing is that BA2 did dominate in South Africa, but it never really took off in the sense of numbers. So we don't have the samples to test against. So, you know, the big wave of infections was in fact BA1. By the time BA2 dominated, we found very few people that were infected. So it's not a question we can answer here.
These new sublineages are becoming dominant or are dominant in South Africa. Is there anything to suggest that the severity of the infection has increased with them? Or are they like the Omicron infection that it was, quote unquote, a mild course?
So they do have this mutation 452 that's also in Delta. and that's shown to make the virus kind of infect somewhat better on the cell level. So perhaps, you know, that's kind of consistent with an increase in severity. On the other hand, we don't see any signs of that right now. And I think the reason for that is the pre-existing immunity. The Omicron wave here with BA1 was so large, and there's so much other immunity that compensates for any changes that might make the virus more severe. So I personally don't expect this to be a very severe wave here in South Africa. On the other hand, you know, places that don't have much immunity and may not have vaccination, I think they might be in a bit more trouble with this guy. So it's still up in the air. I think whatever happens with the virus, our immunity is also evolving and becoming better. So that's kind of a counterforce. And while this virus might be somewhat more pathogenic in somebody who's never seen it before, or never seen SARS-CoV-2 before, I think in a population which is vaccinated and has been previously infected with Omicron BA1, it's not going to be very severe. And that's kind of my speculation.
We have a lot of people out there now who had the Omicron, the original Omicron, let's say 3 or 4 months ago in South Africa, maybe 5 months ago now. And we all know that after an infection, after a couple of months, your immunity begins to wane. Is it possible that BA4 and BA5 are on the rise because our immunity is waning and not because they're somehow more naturally good at escaping our immune attacks on it? Or is this just literally a case of BA4 and BA5 are better at getting around our defenses?
No, they're escaping the previous immunity. There's no doubt about that. Yes, immunity is waning, but some of the big effects are the fact that they got these mutations and they are able to escape previous immunity. So the antibodies that bound Omicron, the original Omicron, BA1, are not binding these ones as well, right? They're not recognizing them as well. And that's where a lot of this is coming from. The other bit of it is that Omicron itself is not, the original Omicron is not very immunogenic. For reasons we don't understand, maybe because it didn't cause very severe disease, it doesn't elicit a very strong immune response. And so it's easier for infections to happen on that background where you don't have a very strong immune response. So, it's the reinfection can happen easier.
Alex, once again, just like 6 months ago, you find yourself sitting at the epicenter of what appears to be the newest wave or one of the newest waves. And it hasn't really affected the rest of the world yet the way it's affecting South Africa. What is your message to our listeners around the world based on what you know?
Well, first of all, of course, I hope that it doesn't go other places, right? So this can happen. So Beta kind of was a very big wave here, infection wave, but it didn't happen really other places. There's other stuff. On the other hand, the Omicron BA1, was started here and went everywhere. So, hopefully that's not going to happen, but there's a good chance it will. My message is basically, don't be too uptight about this. On the other hand, don't be too complacent. We need to keep our immunity up. And the best way of doing that is vaccination. So that obviously, seems to work. Even if vaccination doesn't protect you from the infection, it actually does protect you from both what you are infected with and the what's coming along down the road, the next thing, right? So definitely something that's worthwhile doing, getting vaccinated. So that's our best tool, unless we want to go back to lockdowns. I don't think anybody wants to do that anymore. The other thing is, I think in the longer term, there are going to be better boosters. So we already kind of have some data that if you were infected with the Beta variant and then vaccinated, you actually had broader immunity. You can target other variants better. And there are Beta boosters right now that are being tested. So I think with time, we're going to get better at handling this virus. And things are going to be better in the sense we can live with it better. but perhaps we should not expect to get rid of it.
And that was Alex Segal. He is at the Africa Health Research Institute and part of the Max Planck Institute for Infection Biology.
Yeah, with some bad news, I guess, that the Omicron party is not only not over, it's maybe just kind of beginning. That this Omicron thing, this coronavirus thing, is not going to end anytime soon, if ever.
Yeah.
But that we're getting to a point where we can deal with it better, right? The endemic phase. That's what I was hearing from him. That each course, each new infection, is almost like another booster.
Well, that and although a lot of doctors, a lot of doctors would say that. With an actual COVID infection, you run the risk of long COVID. The more exposures, the higher the risk is what I keep hearing at this point based on the research. And so
from the Omicron infections?
We don't have much data on that.
No.
We discussed that on the show. Unfortunately, to test long COVID, you need to have had a COVID infection a long time ago.
That's a huge question mark.
Right. And so in that regard, a vaccination is always, always going to be better than an infection. You don't run the risk of long COVID from a vaccination. You run the risk of long COVID from COVID.
That's a good point. That's a good takeaway here from Alex Segal, that if at this point you haven't been vaccinated, there still is a point to get vaccinated because it will help you, in addition to any infections that you have, Omicron or whatever, it will help your immunity in the long run. You will be more immune if you get vaccinated.
Last thing I'll say here is in the shorter term, until we have even better boosters out there, we're all facing BA4 or BA5 or BA2121. There are a lot of them out there. And one thing I was wondering is if you had BA1, that's what we just discussed, you're probably not immune to BA4 and BA5. BA2 is an open question. A lot of people have had stealth Omicron. It was a personal question for me because I, back in late February, had Omicron. Was it BA1 or BA2? I called the lab down in, down in Heidelberg. And they said, no, we didn't sequence it. We don't know. Mm. So then I went to this chart here. Gabe, you can also see it. It's literally
black, orange, and blue bars.
It shows here in Germany, based on a Berlin lab, the march of the BA2 variant. So when I got my infection, there was a 50% chance that it was BA1 and a 50% chance it was BA2 by the time you
got
it.
What about when I got mine?
It was like 95% BA2.
Okay.
You've had BA2.
Good. So I'm immune to BA4 and BA5.
Well,
what about BA6?
No. Hold on. You're not. That's the thing is we don't know. Although one of Germany's top vaccinologists, Leif Erikssander is his name. We've talked to him on the show. He said it will be interesting to see what happens with people who recovered from BA2. He's talking to you, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Because BA4 and BA5 spike are similar to BA2 except for some mutations. So mm-hmm. you might have better immunity than I do. And for the people out there who know which variant they got, it could in the short term be somewhat relevant, but in the long term,
do people out there have to care about this, Connor? And I guess that's the question we ask at the end. We always say, write to su@dw.com. Do you care about all this? BA1, BA2, BA4, BA5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the ones that are coming? Or has this just all become
nonsense? Letters. Here's my equation.
Lollapalooza for virology?
Here's my equation in the back of my mind. Am I currently super immune or very immune to the existing variants? For about 2 months, I lived in a golden cloud of protection. And it's vanishing before my very eyes. And so I think it's worth wondering or knowing.
You have a 50% chance that you had BA2, brother.
I hope so. Yeah, but Gabe's question is correct. Do you care about this stuff? Do you want us to keep updating you on every single new variant out there, which we don't do anyway, but on the ones that appear to matter in terms of your being immune? Is that important? Get in touch. su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.